Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Poppin, the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. The 2007 Super Bowl 42 champion New York Giants pulled off one of the greatest upsets in Super Bowl history. The New England Patriots were 18-0, trying to become the first team to ever go 19-0 in a season in NFL history. Now, the year didn't start off great for the Giants. Michael Strahan was contemplating retirement, and the Giants lost their first two games of the season, giving up 80 points. But this team was resilient. They were road warriors, and the Giants battled down the stretch. In fact, in the last game of the regular season, the Giants gave the Patriots all they could handle at Giants Stadium before eventually losing. The Giants had to go on the road, winning in Tampa, knocking off the Cowboys, and then beating the Packers. Their revenge tour was in full swing, having lost to those teams in the regular season. There was one more revenge team that they had to get, and that was the Patriots. As the New York Giants took off for their rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42, their confidence was sky high.
We'd played in the last game of the season and played them right to the wire, and felt we could go out there and win this football game.
One mindset. We're going to Arizona. We're in the Super Bowl, baby. And we're trying to go and win that thing and bring it home.
We didn't care that they were 18-0. If they were going to go 19-0, they were going to have to win a street fight, and that's what we had planned in Arizona.
When the team landed in Arizona, the members of the national media who greeted them were given a bold prediction by wide receiver Plaxico Burress.
The true story behind this thing is we get to the hotel, and this guy, he just happened to be a guy from the national media. And he said, Plex, any predictions for Sunday? I'm like, 23-17. I wake up in the morning, this national headline. And it came up the next day, and I had to own it.
The one thing that sticks in my mind, when he said that, and then Tom Brady comes back and says, well, I guess we get scoring points, you know, 17 points. Oh,
we're only going to score 17 points? Okay.
That stuck in my mind. And we were the most relaxed we've ever been. I mean, Coach Coughlin, first of all, has an In-N-Out Burger truck come up. And you see him out there with ketchup running down his cheek, eating an In-N-Out Burger, going back for seconds. It's like, this is surreal.
You have to realize that the Super Bowl game was totally different than the 17th week of the season. The whole idea there was, hey, fellas, you know, stop talking about it and do it.
The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
How did the Giants pull off one of the major upsets in Super Bowl history?
You're with your brothers, and the only people who believed you had a chance were the people, you know, in the Giants. That's it.
And Super Bowl 42 is underway.
We went into that game in Super Bowl 42 saying, we're going to dictate the outcome of this game. We're not going to let them do it.
And the Giants' offense was determined to set the tone on the opening drive.
Jacobs, more room to run, and he lowered his shoulder as he crossed the 40. He just blew right through Brandon Merriweather.
We thought that we were as physical, if not more physical than they were.
Hand off Bradshaw, runs right, he's carrying Patriots. Kid Bradshaw showing feistiness on a power run.
It's starting to feel like Smash Mouth football.
We set the statement. That's how we do it. Long drives, take it out of the defense.
And he takes the snap, back to throw. Has time, delivers one left, completes it for first down to the Patriot 47-yard line. That's Steve Smith, 4-for-4 on third down.
The opening drive that lasted forever, that was, it was what, 10 minutes long?
We marched right down the field, and I remember Rodney Harrison kind of, he was always jawing, always yapping. And I remember just talking a little smack to him and just saying, yeah, we're for real.
So here comes Lawrence Tynes trying to cap off this long time-consuming drive. Snap is good, kick on its way, end over end, and it is good.
The Giants, Geno, consumed 10 minutes of playing time.
It gave us confidence. You know, it was the first drive. We're all pretty amped up.
But I think it kind of motivated us, too, that we had a little unfinished business.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Super Bowl 42. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Super Bowl 42. The Giants' 16-play, just under 10-minute opening march, was the longest drive in Super Bowl history and put New York up 3-0. New England answered with a 13-play, 56-yard drive that lasted 5 minutes to take a 7-3 lead.
Hand off Maroney. He runs right to the goal line. Touchdown, Patriots. And they have the lead here in Super Bowl 42 on the first play of the second quarter.
But on the next five possessions, the Patriots' high-powered offense netted only 138 yards as the Big Blue defense flexed its muscle in a suffocating display of power and speed.
Just speaking from a defense perspective, we went into the game very, very confident. We felt like Coach Spags put together a great scheme to really put pressure on Brady, which we knew he didn't like.
They'd never seen a defensive line like we had, and they're not going to be able to stop us.
Good pressure up front by the defensive line, and OCU Manuro was the first one there.
We needed to get him off his spot, make him uncomfortable, knock him down. Don't make it easy on him to be able to just stand in there and throw the ball.
We hit Brady a lot. R.D. Lyon had a great thing about get off the ball. We saw OC's speed be a problem. That speed shocked the Patriots O-line.
Never seen a defensive line like he's seeing now.
Brady out of the gun. Play clock at two. Takes the snap and back to throw. Sets in the pocket. And he's sacked by Michael Strahan back at the 32-yard line. Fourth sack of the game of Brady.
But they're going to continue to bring different looks at Tom Brady. He's going to have to deal with them.
Brady was also going to have to deal with the emergence of Justin Tuck.
He's got a motor. He has a skill set that a lot of defensive ends can't do. Go inside, physically hold off the guard in the running game, transition into a pass rusher. That's what Tuck did.
Brady back, has time, steps up, gets hit, fumbles. Back, fumbles the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it. Who has it? Giant ball at midfield.
A tenacious Giants defense stifled and frustrated the Patriots' offense for most of the game. But midway through the second quarter, New York's offense nearly handed them the ball deep in Giants territory.
And a fumble on the handoff. No signal yet. It looked like Pierre Woods got on top of it.
I think it was a draw play. And, I remember Eli just sticking it in and it just bouncing right off my shoulder pads.
Draw play, Bradshaw fumbles the football, recovered by the Patriots at the 30-yard line.
Ahmad Bradshaw goes down with a ball on the ground fumble that's clearly recovered by New England.
I remember him having almost full control of it and me getting my arm and my hand in there on it. And then it was like my life was up under there and I had to go get it. And I went down in there and somehow it ended up in my hands at the bottom of that pile.
Ahmad, being the little bulldog that he is, just kind of wrestled himself in there and stole it away.
So it's giant ball. The Giants recovered it.
Now, that's as big a play. In a team winning a game of that significance, that ball is not only theirs, but it's field position too. And he's got the ball.
But that just tells you about what's inside of that team that year. The heart, how resilient guys were. Can't take no. That's my ball. That's not yours. That's my ball.
Ahmad Bradshaw's fight for the football denied the Patriots a golden opportunity to score. And on the first play of the fourth quarter, another New York rookie put the Giants in position to regain the lead.
Manning, back to throw. Sets, looks over the middle. Bosch makes the catch on the run. Still on his feet across midfield. To the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 34-yard line. Kevin Bosch.
The interesting thing about that play was it wasn't like in our offensive plan for the week. Rodney Harrison was playing pretty tight to the line of scrimmage, and we felt like I could just run right by him. From there, it's a pretty simple throw and catch.
Boss's 45-yard catch and run was the longest reception of his rookie season. Five plays later, the Giants cashed in the go-ahead touchdown.
Tyree in motion, handoff, bump, play fake, Manning to throw to the end zone, touchdown! David Tyree on the post, and the Giants have the lead with 11:05 to go in the ballgame.
Eli drilled that sucker in there so beautiful. You set that play up all year, and they call it, and I score, and I can't believe it. This is amazing. I can't believe this is happening.
Tyree's reception was unbelievable, not because it was his first touchdown catch of the season, but because on Friday before the Super Bowl, he had what was probably the worst practice for a receiver in Giants history.
I just had the worst practice for a receiver that you can imagine. I just dropped way too many balls. I don't even know the number.
I mean, I think he dropped 7 passes.
Couldn't catch a cold butt naked in the wintertime, man.
What, I give you a compliment coming out here? Now you can't catch a damn thing.
I went to Tyree after that practice. I said, hey, you know, I'm going to have to come to you on Sunday. You're going to have to be there for us. I know you're a gamer. I know you're going to step up. He said, hey, I got you.
I knew that, you know, when the lights is on, I'm going to be ready. And I won't let my teammates down.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Super Bowl 42. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Super Bowl 42. David Tyree's first touchdown of the season gave the Giants a 10-7 lead early in the fourth quarter. But once again, the Patriots would answer with a scoring drive of their own.
Brady gets set, takes the snap, back to throw, lobs one right for Moss, touchdown! And the Patriots have the lead.
So the Giants know what they have to do. They've got to go 83 yards in 239.
17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions. Believe it, and it will happen.
I wanted to relay to them what I really believe needed to happen. I need you guys to score a touchdown. We need to be world champions.
Can Eli Manning do it? They've got to go 83 yards in 239.
We believed in each other, and I think that if you believe in a guy next to you, great things can happen.
Manning looks right, throws right, completes it right to Toomer. First down, Giants.
I'm thinking we can drive on this team. Their defense is not their strong point.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Slides left, throws left, completes it to the 38-yard line.
Very and close.
She's oh, short.
Just short.
Fourth. And the length of a football, 11 and a half inches.
This is the ball game.
Fourth and one, and give it to the big boy and let him pound it up the middle.
Manning, hand off Jacobs, runs right, dives ahead, he's got the first down.
With that much power and speed going downhill, nobody can stop him. And I never doubted it in my mind that he would get that 1 yard or not.
But after an Eli Manning scramble for 5 yards and a near interception by Asante Samuel, the Giants would face another third down conversion attempt.
Third and five for the Giants. 1:16 to go. Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush. And he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield to Tyree, who makes the catch at the 22-yard line. What a play by Manning. He's eluded 3 sacks.
I'm running the post route over the top. So by the time I break out my post, he's under duress.
They got a hold of me, but they're just, I'm kind of in a little panic. I think this isn't good. But they just never pulled me down.
And I look back, and I'm like, oh, man, he's getting sacked. I'm like, oh, he got out.
Fought out of it. I rolled right. Kind of saw Tyree. I saw one other guy. Ended up being Rodney Harris there. But I just figured, you know, I got to give this a shot.
And as soon as he let go of the ball, I was like, what is he doing?
And I'm like, no. Don't throw it.
He fires the ball down the middle of the field, which normally you do not do that.
No, not the middle of the field.
From there, it was like chariots of fire. You know, music going on in the background, and you're just locked in on that ball. And, you know, for me, all I remember is, you know, going up to high point it.
It is caught by Tyree.
Catches it. Ball off his helmet, head. You couldn't tell what he did with it. And I'm just thinking to myself, are they saying he caught that?
I really didn't know anything about the helmet. I just remember getting my second hand back on that ball. All I know is I got it, and I'm not letting this thing go. It's a moment in time that's literally like frozen. I just call it a miraculous play that I'm the fortunate recipient of.
When he caught the ball, game's over. We knew we were going to win.
I think that's when we really thought we're going to win this game, because there's no way we're going to make that play irrelevant.
That was a huge play for us, but you know, we still had a lot of work to do. You know, a big play that people kind of overlook is, you know, we had a third and 10. I hit Steve Smith on a little flat route, and he does a great job catching it, turning it upfield, getting the first down, and getting out of bounds.
It was the right coverage, and Eli came to me. He always, you know, put the ball right on the money in the big games.
That was the way it was all along. It was a big play here, a big play there. Somebody do something to keep the drive alive. That's what Eli and Steve did.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Super Bowl 42. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian, Super Bowl 42. Eli Manning and Steve Smith's third down connection kept the Giants' drive alive and had them knocking on the door to the Patriots' end zone.
First and 10 at the 13, 39 seconds to go. Giants down by four, three receivers right, Burris left.
So I run out and I get to the line and I see the coverage. It's blitz coverage. And I'm like, oh my gosh. The ball's coming.
Plaxico Burress was expecting the ball to come his way. Just 3 days earlier, after a post-practice injury, he wasn't even expected to play.
I actually slipped in the shower and my knee swells up. And so I looked at it, it was like, man, you got an MCL sprain. And they're like, Plaxico, it's a 3 to 6 week injury. And I didn't think I was going to play.
As soon as he slipped, he might have been Wednesday or something like that. He was done. He didn't practice. He didn't do anything. He couldn't.
And as he went through his pregame warm-ups, Plaxico made the most crucial decision of his career.
When I came back from my warm-ups, I literally thought that I was going to tear my knee up that night. I had that conversation with myself. I was like, hey, man, you know what? If you tear your knee up tonight, you can say that you played. So I made that decision to play.
Three receivers right, Burris left. Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left. Burris is wide open, touchdown Giants! In the left corner of the end zone!
Touchdown!
With 35 seconds to go, and the Giants regain the lead. Manning to Burris.
We had Plaxico one-on-one, and you know there was no doubt where I was going. I was throwing it high in the corner end zone and let him make a play.
Eli can't hike the ball fast enough. And, you know, he lets it go. I make a move on Ellis Hobbs, steps down, takes the fake, and I just run clean by him.
I'm seeing Plaxico literally running into the end zone by himself, and I'm just, you know, catch that thing now. Don't take your eye off the ball.
Honestly, felt like the ball was sailing for 4 or 5 seconds, and you just see it going.
It took forever. It really did. I think I could have ran down there and caught it before Plaxico did.
You know, that ball just seemed to hang up there in the end zone forever. I was like, things got to come down. Hurry up and get down. And sure enough, it did.
Burris alone, touchdown, New York!
Like, the feeling just went out of me. I couldn't believe that it just happened. I couldn't believe it.
I'm jumping up and going crazy. You know, but I get to the sideline, I was like, all right, don't celebrate now. You know, the Patriots, you know, there's a reason they're undefeated. They find ways to win.
Here comes Tom Brady and the Patriots, down by three, 17-14, 35 seconds to decide it. Second and 10 for New England. Brady in a shotgun. Brady back to throw. Gets hit and sucked back at the 15-yard line. Jay Alford got in there.
We had really drilled Brady. I mean, we hit him hard. But the type of player that he is, the toughness, he gets up off the ground and he throws two rockets.
Brady has time. He's one deep down the left side looking for Randy Moss.
Tom Brady threw a ball to Randy Moss and it was right in his hands.
Moss downfield, broken up by Webster.
And I kind of misjudged the ball. He hit off my left hand. I didn't get as deep as I should have, because then I maybe could have ended the game on an interception, but it hit my left hand and tipped off.
One more play for New England. Fourth and 20 at their own 16. Brady takes the snap. Back to pass. Steps up. Heaves one deep down the left sideline again in coverage, and it's knocked away by Jabril Wilson. Incomplete. And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
Hey, this is fairy tale stuff. Only God kind of stuff.
He did. Shock the world. Shock the world.
Read all about it, baby. Big Blue.
World champions, baby. Write that down.
I think it takes a second to digest. And, you know, right after the game, and you just take a moment to realize, you know, what just occurred, you know, that we won a Super Bowl.
You go through an experience like that and you win together, you are bound together for the rest of your lives by that accomplishment. And the greatest thing in the world is nobody can take it away from you.
The Giants' win in Super Bowl 42 is arguably the greatest win in Giants history and one of the greatest upsets in NFL history. It marked a storybook ending to Michael Strahan's career, which would eventually lead him to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Super Bowl champion New York Giants of 2007, one of the most remarkable teams in Giants history. That wraps it up for this edition of Giants Chronicles, presented by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Poppin, the Legacy Club at MetLife Stadium. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.